Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today's chapter comes from Luke chapter 11. I want to encourage you to open up your Bible or your Bible app and follow along with me, as it is a long chapter, but it is full of just spirit-filled words of truth and life. And so let's read Luke chapter 11 together. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.' And he said to them, 'Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him." And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons," while others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul, and if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings 7 other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But when it is bad, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, be careful lest the light in you be darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be wholly bright, as when a lamp with its rays gives you light." Well, while Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools! Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done, without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like the unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it. One of the lawyers answered him, Teacher, in saying these things, you insult us also. And he said, Woe to you, lawyers, also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So you are witnesses, and you consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets, shed from the foundation of the world, may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering. As he went away from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press him hard and to provoke him to speak about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say. Amen. As we read this chapter, we see that there are Pharisees and lawyers who do not understand what it truly means to be in the kingdom of God. And Jesus teaches us that part of being in the kingdom of God comes through prayer. Jesus wants us to be in his kingdom. He wants us to call upon the kingdom of God to come as it is in heaven. And in order for us to protect ourselves from Pharisaical tendencies, we can pray and invite the Holy Spirit to come, to fill our hearts, and to lead us into holiness and righteousness. And so today I want to focus on what it could look like for us to invite the Spirit through prayer. Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray. And he says, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us and lead us not into temptation. Many times we wonder why we don't receive, why we don't encounter the Holy Spirit, and why we can't really understand God's love. It's because we do not ask. It's because we do not seek, and it's because we do not knock. And yet he tells us that when we ask, it will be given to you. When we seek, we will find. When we knock, the door will be opened to you. And when we do this, we will be filled more and more with the Holy Spirit. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so today, I want to invite us to go through each part of the Lord's Prayer, phrase by phrase, as an intentional way to just call upon the kingdom of God and the Holy Spirit to enter into our hearts, to enter into our cities and in this world. And so I want to go through each phrase, and I hope that as I do this, this is something you can imitate and practice throughout the day and invite the Spirit to come. First, Jesus teaches us to pray by saying, Father. Father, declare that we have a Father in heaven who cares for you and provides for you. Declare that we have a Father who is perfect in goodness, in righteousness, and justice. Declare that he is your Heavenly Father. Father, hallowed be your name. Declare that his name is holy. Ask for the help of the Holy Spirit to make his name holy in and through your life. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Cry out for the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven. And what does this kingdom look like? It looks like peace breaking through chaos. It looks like hope breaking through hopelessness. It looks like faith in the midst of fear. It looks like God's power to bring healing and freedom from sickness, pain, bondage, and suffering. It looks like more and more people being saved and praising his name. Lord, let your kingdom come. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. This daily bread refers to our physical and material needs. Before we even ask for anything, God knows what we need. But he still calls us to ask. And so you can ask our Father to supply for your needs, for your daily needs. Ask God to also supply for your spiritual needs. What are your needs today? Bring it to the Lord. And say, Lord, give us each day my daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. This may be one of the hardest things to pray, because if we take it seriously, it means that we are to lay down any sign of vengeance in our hearts and to bring it to the Lord. Confess your sins. Confess your unforgiveness. Confess the private things that you're ashamed of and bring it to the Lord and receive the grace and forgiveness of God. And if there's anyone you have yet to forgive, bring them to the Lord and say, God, I want to forgive this person because we have been forgiven first. And lastly, lead us not into temptation. Ask God to help you walk away from temptation and to stay on the path of righteousness. Is there any temptation that you've been facing these days? Are there any temptations that you've been too afraid to actually confess and bring to the Lord and say, God, I am so easily tempted in this, or I have a habit of doing that? And you can bring that to the Lord in prayer and say, Holy Spirit, Father, lead me not into temptation. Jesus teaches us to pray these things. And when we do this, he says that we will receive the Holy Spirit. Paul also tells us that if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by it. He wants us to experience a continual filling of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says that we can do that through prayer. Let's pray like this. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. Father, we thank you that you are one who cares for us. We thank you that you are a God who teaches us to pray, who teaches us to depend on you, and to know, God, that your power is above the enemies, that you have a provision that goes beyond whatever we think that we need. And I just pray for my brothers and sisters, your children, that we would entrust our very lives into your hands. Teach us to pray like this and to receive more of your Holy Spirit. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining us, and I hope that we can continue to pray, that we would be a people of prayer dependent on our Father in heaven, on the power of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day.